everyone. This is Brittany with Buzz Media, and I'm here with Madison Micucci, who is playing Patty DeMarco in The School of Rock, the musical, which is... This is its first national tour, and it will be making a stop in Jacksonville at the Times Union Center here in a few weeks, coming up April 16th. So make sure you go check them out. Hey, Madison, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We're so excited to hear all the details about the show, so let's dive right in. You are a woman of many talents, acting and singing. When did you first start Broadway?
Well, my Broadway debut was in 2017 with the band Zip It. But I've been performing regionally and, educationally in school and as a kid before that. So, I started theater when I was probably 9 or 10, but I wasn't doing it professionally until after college.
Wow, so it's kind of been a passion of yours your whole life since you were younger.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's so exciting. So, for those who may not know, can you describe Patty from the show for us?
Sure. Patty is sort of the character everybody loves to hate. She's very type A, and she is the antagonist in the show, but she's honestly really the only one that has any sense. She's very logical, and what she wants is simple. All she wants is for this slovenly, lazy guy to get out of her apartment so that she and her boyfriend can live together and not worry about somebody, a terrible roommate, not paying rent. So what she wants and what she's trying to get are very reasonable things, but because the show is so silly, and it revolves around this story of Dewey and his misadventures, Patty becomes the villain very quickly.
Of course, getting all of that into organization and dealing with the fun adventures along with it, that's got to be quite the funny challenge. So how do you relate to Patty, and what's like you about her, and what's different?
I think that Patty and I are similar in the sense that she's very ambitious. She knows what she wants, and she's working really hard to get it. And I also relate to Patty in the sense that she wants her home space to be clean and organized and free of garbage and somebody else's mess. So I totally feel her pain on the level that she has someone just crashing in their space and messing it up all the time. So I definitely relate to her in those ways, like trying to be neat and trying to work hard and move forward in life. She's just, she's just outspoken about it.
Right, absolutely, and maybe sometimes you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. What's the biggest challenge about taking on this role?
I think that the show has gone through a few different iterations since it was written and started off Broadway, and I think Patty's role has changed, and now it serves function. The function is to create conflict, but the actual content of what she says and does is very minimal. The show's really long, so Patty's scenes are really, really short, but you have to pack in a lot of things into that one tiny scene with not much dialogue. So the challenge is making her not one-dimensional. The challenge is making her serve her purpose, and also not to just be this, like, shrewish, bitchy woman, for lack of a better word.
Right, right. Absolutely. And short, sweet, and to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And it sounds like you guys are pretty close in personality-wise, as far as ambition and a powerful woman, going after her goal. So has that made it easier to play the role?
Yeah, I think I just rely on the fact that, everybody, even if you're playing somebody who you don't relate to at all, there's always something. There's always something that makes sense, and you just have to get behind that character's mission. And so, that aspect of what she wants. you know, go after that every night. It's more just the characterization of her, because I'm given so little time on stage to actually do that in. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Limited time to really get the point across. But. Interesting. So, without giving anything away, what's your favorite line of dialogue? I know you said you don't have a lot of time to kind of make the presence known. So what would be your favorite line?
That's actually pretty easy. I'm obsessed with the fact that I get to burst into the school door and shout, "He's an imposter," while pointing at Dewey and disrupting the scene. I think to say the word "he's an imposter" is very funny. It's
Yes.
And that's the first entrance of the scene. So that's pretty fun.
Yes, that's
so melodramatic.
Right, that's amazing. I love that. And I look forward to seeing that part in the scene because I know I will laugh out loud. So enjoyable. Awesome. So this is School of Rock's first national tour, correct?
Right.
Have you traveled nationally in the past?
No, not for a tour. I've, you know, done short regional jobs, which have required me to travel to different states, but this is my first touring experience.
Oh, how exciting.
So, yeah, it's been, there's been a lot of amazing aspects and a lot of challenging work, but it's a really cool opportunity.
Absolutely. Where all does the tour go, or can you say?
Honestly, I joined during year two of the tour, so they'd already been they did a whole year of touring with the first cast that I wasn't on board for. I was doing a different show then. So In the past 9 months, I've gone to Toronto and Ottawa, and we'll be in Miami, Jacksonville, Naples. Oh, we were in San Antonio. We were in Kansas City. We're going to go up to the Pacific Northwest in Washington, Oregon. We're going to finish in California. We went out to Ohio, Michigan. We've really been all over.
Wow, you really are all over nationally. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So many different crowds you get to reach and connect with so many different audiences.
And that's interesting.
Yeah, definitely. What's your favorite part about audience engagement? Have you had any, like, unique stories that you remember with connecting with the audience?
Well, it's funny because I think every city has different demographics, so the things that they think are funny or not funny change a lot depending where we are. You know, it's always really sweet to see kids waiting after the show with their programs saying that, you know, they want to do the same thing and wanting to talk about, you know, where did you go to school? How did you start out? And I want to do exactly what you're doing. That always is such a nice thing to be a part of because you feel like you're actually inspiring people to get involved in theater.
Right, absolutely.
And sometimes it's just really funny stuff, like certain audience members will be laughing at completely random times. Like there will just be one super loud laugher in the audience that we just don't understand, or people, you know, real old people making comments so loudly that you hear from on stage because they're not aware of how loud they are.
Right, absolutely. Oh man, I bet that makes it fun though. Does that ever get distracting at times?
One time it really did. There was, I think, I couldn't see who it was, but there was someone who had some kind of social, I don't really know what to call it, a person, differently abled person, who was screaming
oh my goodness
at the top of his lungs after almost every line.
Oh.
It was like repeating line and screaming. And it was a little bit funny, but it was also highly disruptive because we weren't sure. We were like, oh my gosh, do we keep going?
Yeah, like, is this serious? Is someone helping them?
Yeah, and it wasn't like, oh, I'm screaming because I'm in danger. It was just the way that this person was reacting
to
the show and engaging with it. But it was wild because we did not know how to respond. And we were like, if I keep talking, he's going to keep
screaming. That's too funny. And there's really not much you can do at that point on stage, and you have to stay in character. So,
yeah, wow. We just had to keep going and hope that somebody resolved the issue.
And it eventually stopped.
It did eventually. It took a couple scenes.
Wow. Well, that made that made it for a good story and an interesting show, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So, this production, the musical, is there anything new or any twists and additions that Weber added into the musical, or how is this production bringing something new to the story?
I think it does stay very closely aligned with the movie in the sense that the humor is very much Jack Black style humor,
Yeah.
Expect all of the same characters for the most part. I think the songs add a new aspect to it. You know, the fact that the Rosalie character sings, and the fact that I just think the fact that Rosalie and Ned and Patty and Dewey all have songs that are not just the rock and roll songs that are part of the movie's plot.
Right.
Make it definitively a musical, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, different.
It's a really similar story, but the musical theater element is obvious, and it is written in a style that complements rock, so they sort of blend together in a way that's cohesive.
Well, very cool. So that's exciting. A little touch to add to it, but not changing it too much, sticking to the story. And I love, of course, everyone loves the Jack Black style to it and the humor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite character in the show?
Oh.
Or is it you? You can be biased.
I'm my favorite. who do I really like? It's funny because the characters change depending on who's playing them. We have a lot of swings and understudies in the show that get to go on a lot. And so everybody's take on it is different.
Right.
So I feel like I get excited to see when somebody new does something different with a role, and then it makes me think differently about that role, too.
Right, totally changes perspective.
It's hard to pinpoint a favorite in that way, you know?
Right. Definitely, especially like when you look at it from a different perspective and you're like, oh, I never thought of that character that way or in that manner. Well, very cool. And then one last question for you. What has been your favorite part of the tour so far?
I think my favorite part is feeling like, you know, coming from New York, the audience there and the people there are obviously theater lovers and they're very supportive, but there's a very different sense of pressure because you're always exposing yourself to be criticized at the highest level of theater. You know, there's people that are, you're being watched more critically because that's what the community is. And I think being on the road, my favorite part is going to places and knowing that we're making someone's week or making someone's day because they made a huge effort to come, to drive from the neighboring town and spend the money on tickets and take their kids and go out to dinner, and it's a big deal
right.
for people to go to the trouble to do that, and then they really just want to have a good time, and our show is, you know, while it's not the most provocative show, it's the thing that's lovable about it is that there's incredible children that are working their butts off and playing their instruments and singing, and it's just a celebratory experience.
Right,
so it's
absolutely.
Really nice to be able to go to places that I might never be back to and feel so appreciated. And that can be, you know, humbling in a good way. It just feels like we're all here to have a good time.
Right, and almost like united with all the different communities and relating to them in different ways that you may have not gotten the chance to before.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, that is all the questions I had for today. Madison, thank you so much for all your insight and fun information for the show. I know that we are excited. I know Jacksonville's excited. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, Sure, my pleasure. And I'm excited to check out Jacksonville. I've never been, so it'll be cool.
It's a good city, I must say. I know you've been to a lot.